When the atheist comes to you and he asks you, give me evidence for God's existence. Prove to me God exists. What is he employing? What's he using? What's up here? His akal, his intellect, his rational faculties, right? Now, ask him a simple question. Okay, Mr. Atheist, I'll address you. But hold on a second. When you ask me the question about God's existence, you are assuming that you have the ability, if I give you an answer, you have the ability to process what I say and try to understand the truth of it, right? Because if you give him an answer, he will process it and he will decide whether he accepts it or not, okay? Where did he get this ability from? Our rational faculties are ordered. There's a process that takes place up here and it leads us to truth. We have the ability to attain truth as human beings. On atheism, ask him, what is truth? They don't have a definition of truth. They don't. Morality. Brothers, think about this. As human, even atheists claim to be humanists. And for me, that's a contradiction. Okay, think about this. Recently, I'll tell you a very interesting story. Me and Brother Mohsin, we went to Speaker's Corner, but we don't go inside Speaker. I try to stay out of it now because it can get very aggressive sometimes. The discussions, it becomes pointless, right? It becomes debate, arguments, and just wasteful discussion. So we found a brother there, atheist guy. We took him out, we took him to a coffee shop. We sat down, started a discussion with him, right? First thing he said, look, for me it's about how I feel. I don't feel Islam. I don't feel it. And look at the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows these people. Yeah, wallahi, this was amazing. For me, it was a sign. He said, I don't feel it. I said, okay. We had a discussion about truth. He couldn't really define truth. And he was making all of these ideas about truth. He said, truth is relative to what's, you know, to what's physically observable and all of these sort of strange ideas, yeah? And I said to him, okay, let me ask you a question. Are there moral truths? Meaning, are there things that are objectively morally wrong? He said, I don't believe in morality. I don't believe there are moral truths. So I said, wow, that's interesting. So if I said to you, killing an innocent child, is that objectively, is that wrong or right? I mean, every human being will say it's wrong. Yeah? Even the atheist will say it's wrong. But he was just trying, he was really trying to be clever. He said, no, you know what? I don't believe in morality. I said, fine, you don't believe in morality. I said, okay, if someone came to you, and I had to use a crude example. I said, if someone went to your mother tonight and slapped your mother across the face, how would you feel? Should it make a difference? You don't believe in moral truth. There's no right or wrong. He got angry. He started to swear. Yeah, he started to get really angry. I said, hold on a second, but you don't believe there's morality. And he was so frustrated. I said, look, you know what's happening? Your fitrah, your nature is screaming out one thing, but here you're trying to justify something else. You're living a contradiction. And this is what they do. They live a contradiction. And all we have to do, brothers, is point these things out to them. Point these things out to them. They don't like to talk about these things because they can't make sense of these things. There is, okay, they may claim we're moral. Some things are right. Sometimes they come to Muslims and say, look, your tradition says this. I disagree with this. This is wrong. Ask them, okay, you think it's objectively wrong? Do you believe in objective morality? They'll get stuck because they don't have an anchor. There is no anchor for them. Remember, what's in the beginning of atheism? Their philosophy. Blind, random, dead physical processes. That's it. Where are you going to get morality from that? Where are you going to get truth from that? Where do these concepts come from? It doesn't make sense. So before they even try to argue against Islam, ask them, look, justify these tools that you're using. These are blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you're using. And then you're trying to deny Allah. So why say the atheists, look, the fact that you have the ability to try and deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proves that Allah exists. Because you're showing you have the ability of the intellect. You can use rational faculties. That shows Allah exists. Because you can't account for these things without Allah. Yes, you have them. I'm not saying you don't. But without Allah, on a worldview such as atheism, you can't account for these things. It doesn't make sense.